The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
I think just over the course of the game, they wore us down and got the upper hand and played with great confidence throughout that. And we had to keep kind of searching for ways to hang in there. And I think, you know, we did a great job to get ourselves within nine at three-quarter time and put them under a bit of pressure, but probably just lacked a little bit of execution in some key moments to really challenge on the scoreboard. But we'll take a lot of learnings from that game and certainly great to test ourselves against, you know, the benchmark team in the competition very early on in the season.
Yeah. We've seen a lot of changes in the game. We've seen Alice move into goal attack. Was that one of your strategies coming into today's match?
Oh, it's always an option, and I think we probably come into today's game knowing that we were probably going to have to use the bench, short turnaround from Sunday, and obviously the team last week played a full 60 minutes, and Thunderbirds obviously have a lot of depth to be able to grind you down over the course of a game. So, you know, made a lot of changes to try and just shift our lines and angles and our movement patterns and things like that to challenge them, but also try and free us up. And at times it worked well, and at times we still kind of struggled a bit too. So, we certainly come into today's game knowing we're going to have to use more than the seven to really compete well.
Yeah, you had a lot of physical pressure in defence, a lot of intensity, and I seen, you know, everyone jumping up on the bench, and I think that, you know, really helped. But, you know, what do you think didn't work in the second half?
Yeah, look, I think, well, Thunderbirds were obviously pretty clinical. I think they've had, like, potentially 12 possession losses for the entire game. So they're very hard to win the ball off. And I think we're very close to a few, but then just slightly off too. So that kind of, I think, wore us down over time as well. But, you know, they're a very clinical team with a great target in the circle and very crafty players out the front that don't throw the ball away easily.
Yeah, we've seen Teddy Antahany and Fran Williams coming out for those balls towards the end. Is that something you would have liked to see earlier on in the game?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they, you know, they've got great capacity to hunt the ball, and we're probably in desperate stages there late in the game where we absolutely needed it. So certainly that mentality can be locked in a little bit earlier. And I think that's just kind of where clarity of mind sometimes can be challenging in a tough game like that where you're chasing scoreboard pressure. You can forget to be brave and courageous when you need to and get a bit too fixed in what's happening. So, certainly a growth area for us. But, you know, we know our level of capability and it's certainly there, but, you know, still very much a work in progress early days.
The Thunderbirds seem to work a bit more directly where you guys seem to play around with the big ball before it went in. Was that part of your strategy, just to be patient with the ball?
I think we knew coming in, Thunderbirds have a really good defence. We knew that they scored quickly and it was going to come back pretty quick. I think work on for us, yes, we want to be patient with the ball at times. I think we could have been more direct because we've got such a target back at shooter, and then Sash also a big target. So I think a bit of both.
Yeah, what learnings can you take from today's game? You've got another home game next week, so what do you take out of today?
I think with Romelda back at shooter, she's a massive target for us. We need to look down first, give it when she's on, not respect defence too much. Like, yes, they're very good and they were very good today, but I think she's on a bit more than what we gave her credit for.
Yeah, back to you, Dan. How do you stop the Thunderbirds at the moment?
Yeah, I think, you know, we'll take a lot of confidence that we can compete for portions of time. And I think, you know, we had moments there where we had the upper hand and it was just about sustaining that level of quality for longer periods. I think like any team in the competition, they're beatable, like they're not invincible, but they're very, very good at what they do. And they have terrific depth to replace somebody that might not be executing as what they would like, or if they want to change a dynamic or a structure, they've got great weaponry to do it. So there's certainly the front runners early on setting a standard. And I think for us, it's, you know, it's been a bumpy ride to get to this point. Obviously played very well last week, but we're going to take all the learnings that we take from today and know that we're still in a pretty good place and that we look forward to having another crack next time we see him.
Yeah, you had a lot of patches of brilliance. Who do you think performed well today?
Well, I was really pleased for Sloane Burton to make her debut. She becomes the first mother-daughter duo in West Coast Fever Perth Orioles history. So she had a pretty tough job there back at goal shooter against Shamira to come in a super shot period and try and close the gap for us. And, you know, she was really good in that partnership with Sasha to get us within nine in three-quarter time. And also we were kind of clawing our way back there in the last 5 minutes of the game, putting under a bit of pressure too. So really pleased for her. And, you know, obviously we had to use the 10 today and the players were ready to play their role. So wasn't our day. Thunderbirds too good. But we'll take what we need and be better next time.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.